You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Wow, can you believe that came from a high school band? It's the Mayor's Band under the leadership of Frank Mann, the legendary band of directors for 42 years, and that was called Fanfare for Freedom. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, and welcome to Catholic Schools Today. And Tom Sheridan, who would normally be here, is on assignment in Rome, leading a group from the Catholic New World. He'll be back a week from today. So, again, welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Time in Chicago is 9:02. And with a special edition of our program this morning, the first segment, we have three wonderful young guests. We have Frank Manna, the legendary director of bands, Marist High School in Chicago, who is retiring at the end of the school year. And we also are joined by two seniors from Marist High School. With us is Melissa Lonsky and David Oriente. Welcome to all to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
great.
Morning.
And Frank, you are retiring after 42 years, and I have to read this that was written about you. It says, Frank Manna became a teacher to support his growing family. 42 years later, he is leaving a musical legacy at Marist High School. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today. So maybe the question I would have for you, Frank, first of all, that was beautiful music. I mean, it sounds like a professional band, and these are high school students. That's incredible music. How did this all begin for you?
Well, initially, I had visions of, when I attended DePaul University, of being a music composer. So my first love was to study, and I had the wonderful experience of studying with a Dr. Alexander Cherepnin. And I didn't know what future would be for me, but as I moved on and we started developing our family, which eventually numbered eight children, I knew that...
Eight children. God bless the Manna family.
We have six girls and two boys. And so I knew that teaching would have to be at least a basic supplement. So I started as an assistant, and when Marist Brothers came to Chicago, I heard that they were opening the school, so I interviewed. And I interviewed in 1963, but the founding principal was reluctant to start a band program with only freshmen. So he waited until 1964. We started with freshmen and sophomores, and there were about 26 or 27 students. And the rest, as they say, is history. I don't know, just one year after another, one child after another.
So it started in 1964, now 42 years later, as the director of bands. You are retiring at the age of 69. So David and Melissa are a part of the band today. I know, David, you said to me off the air that you came from St. Benedict Grammar School.
Yep.
And Melissa, from where?
From Queen of Martyrs.
And then as you entered into high school, you were already playing instruments. What instrument do you play, Melissa?
I play saxophone right now, but when I was in grammar school, I used to play trumpet, and that's how I entered the Marist Band. But I changed instruments my sophomore year.
How about you, David?
I'm a percussionist.
And the thing is, maybe a question I'd have for Melissa or David is, how did you end up choosing a musical instrument, for example, instead of playing sports or getting into art? I know music is a form of art. Was Mr. Manna instrumental in your musical career through high school?
Well, I started with my grandma on piano. of my grandmother, and she's been a big fan of the Marist bands, because her sons, Malcolm Bryan, and my father, Barry, went to Marist. Malcolm Bryan was in the band, and I had always watched. And then also my brother went in the band. I'm sorry, my brother was a percussionist in the band.
Now,
as
was
well.
Your uncle who went to Marist High School? Was he under the leadership of Mr. Frank Manna?
Yes, he was.
So now we have another generation, mm-hmm. or even a couple of generations mm-hmm. later. And so how about you, Melissa?
My parents actually forced me to join band. That's how it started. And then as I got more involved in the program, I fell in love with it.
That's how it was for me as well.
Your parents forced you to join band.
Anyway, I was excited to be in band a while ago. Then as I got to eighth grade, I sort of was discouraged. And then when I got in band, I just I soaked it all in and I made the best out of my situation. And now I'm fully immersed in music and I'm going to be studying music in college. And
so really, it's really to the credit of Mr. Manna here that to be forced into doing something, like in my younger day, I played sports. Mm-hmm. And nobody had to force me to play football, basketball, softball, or baseball. I loved it. But you enter high school at Marist and your parents are forcing you into it. So, Frank, were most of the young people that you had forced into the program?
Well, Father, Marist High School was all male until 4 years ago. So I attended an all-male Catholic high school myself, and I was a member of the band, and I wanted to be an athlete. All boys grow up thinking they're athletes, whether they have ability or not. And
I was one of them.
I knew I had tremendous ability, but my parents were musicians. I'm not formally trained, but loved it. And so consequently, when I founded the band at Marist, I had that ingrained in me that it was very difficult to convince boys that you should be in band. So my idea as a male who went through that, I constantly sought out ways to make it appealing not only for the band players but the student body to accept them. And consequently, we had tremendous support even though we were all male. Not at first, of course, but as they developed a reputation, then it became easier. So most of our students do have a mm-hmm. difficult time going from that junior high level to high school to make that mm-hmm. decision.
I want to read to all of our listeners a wonderful paragraph here. This is a quote from Frank Manna regarding music. He says, "It's a total commitment, and I became married to this band, and consequently my own family had to take second place many, many times." But also he goes on to say this, that what I would tell our students is that you're not competing against somebody else. You're competing against yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I see David and Melissa are agreeing to that. And Frank, I get the impression you're not only teaching young people music, you're teaching them life lessons in terms of how they are to be into the world, a sense of team and camaraderie. David, you're shaking your head. Yes, say something about that.
I believe Mr. Manna strives to, he knows the potential in every one of his students, and the way he teaches, he strives to bring it out in every single one of his students.
And here's the direct quote. "I always try to tell my students the measure of success is not how you compare with another band or another player, but how you compare with yourself." Frank, that's a tremendous line. Those are words of wisdom. In the work that you do, Frank, what's the most challenging aspect of being the director of bands?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I never thought of it as being challenging. When you're directing and teaching music, you're actively involved with the students, and it's a total interaction. So you're part teacher and you're also part student yourself because you're learning with them. And music gets us to the point where you become so involved with the actual art form that sometimes it just overwhelms everything else. That's the biggest challenge, was to convince them that it is like that. And then once they do, then they work with you. They push me as hard as I push them sometimes.
And on that note, if I can take something from musical, we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and our guests are Frank Manna, the director of bands at Marist High School, and two seniors, Melissa Lonsky and David Oriente. And just sit back and listen to a little bit of In the Miller Mood. We'll be back in a moment after break, and do not touch that dial.
On this Mother's Day, as we honor and celebrate the love and the dedication of our mothers, I ask you to remember and help mothers and children who experience the pain of poverty. Participate in the life-giving work of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago by supporting our annual Mother's Day appeal, taking place the weekend of May 13th and 14th throughout our Archdiocese. Donations can be placed in your weekly parish collection or sent to Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago in care of Mother's Day Appeal, 721 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or you can visit us at our webpage at www.catholiccharities.net. Again, that's www.catholiccharities.net. Help our moms, the hearts of the families we serve.
Youth 2000 is coming to Chicago. Popular across the country, the Youth 2000 Retreat inspires and prepares young people to live and give witness to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The charism of Youth 2000 is to lead young people through prayer and instruction before the Blessed Sacrament to a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Youth and young adults ages 13 to 30 are invited. Youth 2000 will be held at St. Benedict's Church on Chicago's Northwest Side from Friday evening, June 9th, until Sunday afternoon, June 11th. For more information or to request a registration packet, please call 773-588-6484 or email youthretreat@stbenedict.com. That's 773-588-6484 or email youthretreat@stbenedict.com. We hope to see you at what promises to be an inspirational weekend retreat.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and you're listening to a little Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, something I wrote about 4 years ago in my dreams. But what you listened to was not produced on some professional downtown level, but that's the Marist High School Band under the direction of the legendary Frank Manna, who is retiring at the end of the school year after 42 years, and also joining us are Melissa Lonsky and David Oriente, two seniors from Marist High School who are part of that band. It was interesting, as we were listening to the music, David, you were tapping with your hand. So I get the impression that Frank Manna has just so drilled into you, timing. Mm-hmm. But that's a marvelous sound. And a question either for Melissa or David. If you had Marist High School and the band as part of it all over again, would you do it?
I would definitely.
Definitely.
I would definitely do it.
Melissa, why?
I just love Marist. As soon as I walked in, I knew I was home. And the first day I walked into the band room, something changed. And
even though your parents said you are joining band, if you'll like it or not, mm-hmm. when you walked in and met Mr. Frank Manna, something changed.
Something just captivates you to see. When you walk into our band room, there's a Hall of Fame up on the wall. And it shows all the previous classes that have come through and mm-hmm. played in the band. And it's just an inspiration to see all the people that have come through.
And now, for example, David, how many hours a week practice does it take to be part of the band?
Well, I can't even count.
Yeah.
When I came into the Marist Band, I actually didn't I was afraid to come in because I didn't believe I was good enough, actually. And then that's why if I were to do it over again, I would definitely have a better attitude about it, because I realized about halfway through the year that I loved music, and I would say I practice hours a day.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe along those lines, Frank, as you have a group of young people before you, freshmen through senior year, and all different personalities and interest level and confidence, what do you say to these young people?
Well, I guess that's when you fall back on experience, and my standard comment is that if you can survive the first year, they'll have to drag you out by a senior. And our attrition is really remarkable. If I don't know what it is. It's not just me. I don't want to seem like I'm taking the credit. It's the students. It's the camaraderie. It's the spirit of the band. Once they are there for a short period of time, they don't want to leave. So I tell them, hang in there. It's tough because it's good. If it wasn't tough, it definitely maybe wouldn't be so.
Now, that's actually a compliment to you, because in some ways you are the coach.
Yes.
You're the general manager, whatever you want to call it, but you are the leader. And you are listening to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. We would appreciate your phone calls at 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. Maybe a question or comment for Frank Manna or for one of our students here in the studio. And another angle to take it from is there are many parents out there who are listening that have 7th and 8th graders, you know, about high school. And again, if you're interested in Marist High School, I have that number at 773-881-5300. Again, 773-881-5300 as a way to get a hold of Marist High School and Mr. Frank Manna. But maybe a question for you, Frank, is you, not only a parent, but you've raised 8 children. What do you say to parents of a son or daughter in 8th grade thinking about Marist High School? What would you tell a parent, even if the parent were to say to you, my son or daughter has no interest in music, but is thinking about Marist High School? What do you say to a parent?
That question in today's society is really a tough one, because the world is changing so rapidly from 1964 to the present. That
what's been the biggest change you've seen in those 40 years?
I hate to throw the word discipline around, but respect and to have a decorum of proper etiquette and you know, and this
that
is,
has gone down over the last 40 years
dramatically. And yeah. And the thing, okay, when you say Marist High School, I'm proud to be a part of it, and we still have a strong religious program, and you know it's a Catholic school from the minute you walk in the door and the minute you leave the door, because we have signs and things that, you know, prompt the spirit of Christianity to our students. But what I say about the band is that it's one of the last archaic forms, because society changes, but bands don't. We still sit the same way they did 150 years ago. We have to be controlled. We can't choose where we go, how we do it. It's really putting yourself at the complete subjectivity of the conductor, and this is just not the way of the present society.
And that is
society.
One thing that has not changed in the last 150 years.
Absolutely.
And now the thing is, as the band director, what's the number one thing that you demand of your students?
Basically that they will subject themselves
respect
to the will of the group and to the band director, that they can't have it their way, because the team is bigger than and greater than any one of the single members, and we are there as a group, not
and
as a...
David and Melissa, would you agree with Mr. Manna, what
definitely
he just said?
I would 100% agree. Mm-hmm.
It's the team before the individual.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's and I think that, as Mr. Manna was saying that, you were shaking your heads yes, because in any team, be it band, any sport, anything, it's about being part of a team. But again, I know at Marist High School is an outstanding high school in the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'm a former vocation director at Niles College Seminary, which is now St. Joseph Seminary of Loyola University. And I would travel down to Marist High School. In those days, Franklin was all boys, and I was so impressed by the school. We are coming to a close of the segment. I do want to thank Frank Manna, the legendary director of bands at Marist High School, and brought seniors today, Melissa Lonsky and David Oriente, for joining us, and blessings upon your graduation from high school and moving to college.
Thank
and
you.
I know, Frank, you'll
thank
be
you
leaving Marist, but you will be coming back. I want to thank them. We also want to sit back and have listened to a little bit of Blast from the Past.
And Father, may I interrupt just to
sure
thank you for having us here today. It's a thrill and an honor, and it'll be a memory that I'll take with me for the rest of my days.
Thank you, Frank.
Well,
God bless you, and we'll be back after the break. Do not touch that dial.
It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3 and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers. Test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Most interment arrangements at the 42 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and we've changed it to a little marimba, Cuando Caliente el Sol. And join us in the studio for this segment is, we have Father Richard Todd, an associate over at St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna School in Chicago, joined by Susan Zickis, principal, and Scott Winship from Rock for Kids. So welcome, Father Richard and Susan and Scott, to Catholic Schools Today. That's got a real upbeat. I like that. That's got a great sound. You can really easy to dance to.
Absolutely.
So, Susan, how many children in the school over at St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna?
There are 193 students, pre-K through 8.
Preschool through 8. And now, Scott, you are with Rock for Kids.
That's correct.
Which is the nonprofit organization that brings paid professionals to teach at St. Paul,
yes,
Our Lady of Vilna's choir twice a week.
That's correct.
Now, are you the head man?
I'm not the head man. I'm the associate man, but I do run this music education program.
Now, when did Rock for Kids begin?
Well, we were founded about 18 years ago by a local concert promoter called Jam Productions.
The Jam Productions that I always hear about?
Yes. Indeed. The charity was founded as a holiday outreach program, actually, initially, for kids in homeless shelters, providing holiday gifts for kids during, you know, the holidays. And about 5 years ago, we had some extra money and decided that we wanted to impact kids year-round, and it was a natural fit for us to go into music.
So then you then go to St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna, and twice a week, you teach music to the children.
I do not personally teach them. I hire very capable teachers.
Okay, you hire the teachers that
yes,
go in twice a week.
That's correct.
And Susan, how many years has Rock for Kids been at St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna?
This is the fifth year that they are at Our Lady of St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna.
Now, did they approach you 5 years ago, or did you approach them?
I wasn't the principal at that time, but Rock for Kids approached the principal at that time to ask if they could teach the music program in that school.
And so the thing is, and so twice a week these teachers come in. Are they teaching singing as well as musical instruments, Scott?
It's just choir right now. We have a teacher who comes in and teaches choir and accompanists as well. Right now, that's what we're doing.
And thing is now, Father Richard, you are a retired priest, Claretian. In fact, I think you said to me off the air that last June was your 50th anniversary to the priesthood. So this coming up June will be 51?
That's right, yeah.
You ordained back like in 1955.
55, right.
Mm-hmm. Boy, Father Richard, you were 2 years, I was 2 years old when you were ordained. Please, I'm celebrating my 27th anniversary with my classmates tomorrow, so God bless you. So now what is your, so you are an associate, like a retired associate at St. Paul, Our Lady of Vilna?
Well, not quite retired, but really, you know, I'm an associate there. The pastor, of course, is Father Marino, and we're working together. Of course, my assignment has been to work with the school. Father had asked me to assist the school. Last year, of course, they were going to close us, and we had quite an experience working very hard to bring things together so the Archdiocese would reverse their decision.
And the decision was reversed, and you are alive and doing well over at school. Then,
that's right.
Now, what is your role in the school with this whole area of music?
Well, a few years ago, I saw that one of the things we had to do is try to keep the kids off the street, you know, after schools and getting an after-school program going. And I approached one of our priests at Holy Cross, Father Bruce Wilms, who had a marimba group, and I asked him, could he help us to get a marimba group going in our parish? So he actually got a marimba for us, donated, and we started. We have a teacher who is a native Guatemalan. He's from the Academy of Music of Guatemala, and he's an accomplished musician, really, and he's the one that has really now been teaching our children and doing a very fine job.
Now,
with them.
Is this teacher, is he the one from Rock for Kids, Scott?
No, actually not.
That's
no.
There's not a connection
no,
there.
No, it's actually separate.
So the thing is now what Father Richard's talking about is an after-school program.
Right.
And
right.
Now for Scott, the teachers that come into St. Paul or Lady of Vilna, this is during the school hours.
It's part of the school curriculum actually right now.
It's part of the school curriculum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Susan, what support have you received from parents regarding Rock for Kids?
The support has been wonderful. Because Rock for Kids also has our students go to different places to sing. For example, they sing at the Park West at Christmas time. They're going to be singing at Symphony Center on May 16th and 17th with the Merritt School of Music.
So hold it. Your children are taking what they're learning from Rock for Kids and putting on productions and shows outside the school. And
yes,
these are grammar school kids.
Yes, they are. And
well, that's impressive.
They're also, besides putting on the program themselves, they are part of different groups. For example, at Merritt School of Music, they sang with other groups.
It sounds like they spend a lot of time in a week practicing and then amount of time in actual production, which I think is a marvelous way to kind of give back. We are going to take a break here on Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sack, which we're coming up on 9:30, and with us today is Father Richard Todd, associate at St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna in Chicago, along with Susan Zickas, principal, and we're also joined by Scott Winship from Rock for Kids. And sit back and listen to a little Ora Pro Nobis, the all-school choir. And we'll be back after the break again. Do not touch that dial on Catholic Schools Today.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Good morning, it's a brand new day. Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. It's a Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, but a special edition of Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. On time in Chicago is 9:32 on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, an absolute perfect day, and yesterday was another beautiful spring day. It's been the best spring I can remember in all my years here in Chicago, and we are moving along on that note with that Ora Pro Nobis was beautiful, and join us in the studio this morning are Susan Zickas, principal at St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna School in Chicago, and also joining us is Father Richard Todd, associate pastor who works much of the time in the school. Father Richard, you're supposed to be retired, but you're anything but retired with all the work you do in the school. And also joining us are Scott Winship from Rock for Kids, the nonprofit organization that brings paid professionals to teach St. Paul Our Lady of Vilna choir twice a week. Susan, if a parent in the neighborhood were to ask you, is there still room in the school come next fall if my child could get involved with Rock for Kids, the choir, what would you tell the mom or dad?
There is room in the school in every grade from preschool through eighth grade. And if a parent would like to enter their child in the program, they could call the school at 773-847-6078.
That number once again.
773-847-6078.
And maybe let me ask you, Susan, what are the children saying to you about this choir? Or what have teachers said to you about this choir? It seems like something great is happening in the whole area of music with Rock for Kids. Because I'll tell you, we live in an age today where kids may say, I don't want to be part of a choir, and I want to do something else. And so what is happening through the teachers, through Rock for Kids, that all of a sudden these kids are getting fired up and energized, putting on productions in school, in the whole Chicagoland area? What is happening?
Well, you know, with young children, it's always hard sometimes to get them to sing, especially boys, and especially students at the 7th and 8th grade level.
And guess what? And 40 years ago, that would have been me. The thought of singing in a choir, I would have said, you know, Miss Principal, go ask my brother, you know, but don't ask me.
And 2 years ago, when we decided to have the concert in the church, you know, you always get this attitude, oh, we're not going to come. Well, I wrote a letter to the parents and told them about this. And when the students put on their performance in church, they actually got a standing ovation, and you should have seen the smiles and attitude on their faces. And now when they get to, when there are places for them to go for Rock for Kids, many of them would like to go, and sometimes they feel offended if they're not chosen, because we can't take 100 kids all the time. So
wait, 100 children are part of this choir when you have all of them at one time?
Yes.
That's half the school.
Yes. Yeah. We have grades 5 through 8 in the program.
Wow. Now, Scott, you're shaking your head as Susan is talking. What effect have you seen on young people, this whole thing Rock for Kids? Here you are, a young man. You could be doing a lot with your life, but you are, in a sense, committing, dedicating your life at this time for Rock for Kids. What difference have you seen it play in the lives of young people?
Well, it certainly had a huge impact on my life. Music.
How so?
Well, to be honest, I was a troubled kid when I was in high school, and I had music to hold on to, and that's what got me through, and that's what I did for my life. That's what I chose. And music has transformative powers, and that's why I love doing what I do, is like I get to take music and give that gift to kids who wouldn't have it, and they get to have something to hold on to and to build and see results. And that's one of the things that I love about what we do is when there's a performance, you see these huge smiles. The kids may struggle. They may have a hard time during the course of the program, but once they perform, it all goes away and melts, and then they're hooked. And that's what we want.
So you're taking your own life experience and saying, when I was in high school, I was a tough kid, I was a troubled kid, but the one thing I was able to hold on to was music. That was where you received some affirmation, some yep. self-confidence.
Exactly.
And what you're trying to do is instill in young people today a sign of hope, a sign of affirmation, because yep. you're saying to these young people, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Right.
I've been down that road.
Yeah, we you know, the musical quality is amazing at St. Paul, but really what we want to focus on is providing an environment for these kids to really experience music, whether they're great at it or not. It doesn't matter. We just want them to enjoy it and have the fun, be a part of a group, see the results that they can produce if they work really hard.
And to be affirmed in a way that maybe they've never received
exactly.
at home or on the street.
Yeah, and we take some of our kids come out to perform in front of, 500 people, and they're scared to death before they go on the stage. Some of them want to throw up. They're like, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to go out there. I'm so scared. They come off the stage after the performance. They're like, I want to go on tour. Can I? Where else can I go? Where you got somewhere else I can perform, right?
It's, so then it's you've amazing. Seen young people's lives transformed
yes.
through Rock for Kids.
Yep, that's why I get up every day.
Oh, and you know what? That's terrific. And Father Richard, you've seen and dealt with some of these children who come from tough backgrounds, and you've seen how their lives have been changed through music.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. I think that's the real purpose of our school, too, where we are. You know, we're an inner-city school, mm-hmm. Mostly with Hispanic children. Many of them don't have those opportunities. The parents cannot provide it for them. And unless we do something like this, they're just going to be captured by people of the street to right. be on the streets. And this, I think we're giving them really an option now, and they're experiencing something different, besides, of course, Rock for Kids and the marimba, we also give guitar lessons and other musical instruments also.
So now this is St. Paul, Our Lady of Vilna is in the heart of the Pilsen neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so then have you found or experienced the young people who are part of it, how do their fellow peers react to them? Are they made fun of? You're part of a choir. Scott, respond to that. What's been your experience with these young people?
Well, I think it's been pretty positive, actually. We were able to provide some opportunities that some of their peers don't get to do. Like, we actually were able to have them perform with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins at one point in time on the radio. And, like, that's something they can, brag about if they really
can
want
carry
to.
With that the rest
yeah,
of their
it's
lives
amazing. It's like, they got to sing with a rock star, a real
wow.
rock star.
We have to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank Susan Zickas, principal of St. Paul, Our Lady of Vilna, who's also been joined with us today by Father Richard Todd, the associate pastor at St. Paul, Our Lady of Vilna, and also Scott Winship from Rock for Kids. And we're going to sit back and listen to a little Alleluia chorus from the Rock for Kids at the school. They sound tremendous. And this is Catholic Schools Today, Time in Chicago, coming up on 9:40. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Please stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. We'll be back after a break.
Thank you. postpartum depression. Its symptoms include sadness, lack of energy, trouble concentrating, anxiety, feelings of worthlessness and guilt after pregnancy. 1 in 10 mothers will experience postpartum depression, which can have serious effects on mothers and their families. To learn more, please come to the Forum on Postpartum Depression, Friday, May 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Our Lady of the Wayside Junior High in Arlington Heights. You will hear medical professionals and a panel of postpartum depression survivors. Cardinal Francis George will also address the gathering. To register for this free event, contact the Archdiocese Office for Counsels at 312-751-8364. That's 312-751-8364. The Forum on Postpartum Depression, helping to protect our families.
On this Mother's Day, as we honor and celebrate the love and the dedication of our mothers, I ask you to remember and help mothers and children who experience the pain of poverty. Participate in the life-giving work of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago by supporting our annual Mother's Day appeal, taking place the weekend of May 13th and 14th throughout our Archdiocese. Donations can be placed in your weekly parish collection or sent to Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago in care of Mother's Day Appeal, 721 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Or you can visit us at our webpage at www.catholiccharities.net. Again, that's www.catholiccharities.net. Help our moms, the hearts of the families we serve.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sacco. It's time in Chicago is 9:44. It's a little bit of a Blue Train, the jazz ensemble from Carmel Catholic High School up in Mundelein, Illinois. You can really get into that beat, and what a great sound. And joining us is David Webers, who is the band director at Carmel High School in Mundelein. And also joining us are Ryan McFadden, a student, I think a senior at Carmel High School. So welcome, David and Ryan, to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much.
Morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
David, that's a tremendous sound, but I know that at Carmel High School, I'm very well aware of the tremendous work at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein, because I was at the seminary across the street, Mundelein Seminary, St. Mary the Lake, directly across the street, 176 from you. But now the jazz ensemble is just part of the great work that you do as band director at Carmel. What are some of the other bands you have up there?
Well, I consider us a full-service music department. We have two concert bands. We have two percussion groups. And we also have 3 years of music theory with an AP music theory for students who want to go on outside of high school and study music.
Well, the thing is now, when did this all begin for you at Carmel?
This all began for me 9 years ago in 1997-98 school year. At the time, they had a partial band, a part-time person came in, and the school decided to go full-time. And Mr. Paul Maloney, who was an administrator out here at the time, he and him and the administrators at the time decided they need to hire somebody full-time and get something going at the school.
So that you were the man, and they hired you full-time, and so what you took from 1997 until today, you have grown it to what it is today.
Yeah.
And Ryan, are you a senior at Carmel High School?
I am.
And the question is, first of all, what grammar school do you come from?
I come from a public grammar school, Viking in Gurnee, Illinois.
And what parish?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm actually a Lutheran.
Oh, okay. Well, that's hey, you know, we're Christian first before the Lord. And then Ryan, as you entered Carmel High School, you know, in our first segment this morning, both students said when they entered the high school band, their parents forced them to join. What was your background?
I had been playing all through middle school and elected to join because music's actually my passion. I really enjoy playing, and I don't know, I just got into the program here, and it's been real good.
And the thing is, what instrument do you play?
I play two instruments. I play the trombone and the guitar, my main instrument being the guitar for jazz, and I play the trombone in the big band here, and then the trombone in the wind ensemble here. Which
so
is
then
great.
You are led by or coached by Mr. Weber's, is that correct?
Yeah, I study privately outside of school as well.
And the thing is, now, what college are you off to?
I'm going to Columbia downtown.
Okay, which is downtown. And Jim Dish here is shaking his head. I think he's a former, is it faculty member there, Jim? Yeah, is that, I remember that. So it, now, David, in the work that you do at Carmel in leading the jazz ensemble and the band, what's the biggest challenge that you face?
The biggest challenge we face here at Carmel Catholic High School is our students are academically very strong, and they're a lot of high honors AP type students, so trying to take all those singleton classes that they have to take during the day, finding time for them to practice is one of our biggest challenges that we work with at Carmel, trying to get everybody in a rehearsal in order to practice enough to go out and do what we do.
And the thing is, in the work that you do, what is the single most important thing you tell the young people who are sitting before you? Because in some ways you're a coach, you know,
right.
Coach the band, and what's some of your I don't want to say your the best words of wisdom you share with the young people?
I have a couple of different words of wisdom, as Ryan could tell you. One of them is individuals contribute to a successful community, and another one is just doing promotes great honor.
Those are wonderful words of
yeah.
wisdom. I like that. And Ryan, Mr. Weber's has said that to you more than once?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's got a big paper. They're printed on paper on the band room wall. He has them hanging on the wall there to inspire all of us throughout rehearsals. And
David, repeat those phrases once again. Those are worth repeating.
Just doing promotes great honor. And individuals contribute to a successful community. And there's a few more. Our goal is to make connections with our audience.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's just not preparing music. We try to go beyond that and try to understand who are we playing for, what is the purpose, and we try to promote a message when we're performing. That's one of the unique things we try to do besides just playing music.
So really, it's more than just having a performance where they're up on stage and an audience. In some ways, you're trying to have the young people actually be one with and engage the audience at that time.
Yeah, that's one of the big goals when they perform for me, and that's why a lot of students say it seems different when I'm in your room, because I'm always asking them to do a little bit more than they maybe have experience to do, because we try to take individuals and make them extraordinary, and the only way you can really do that is by connecting to your outside world that you're performing for.
Well, on that note, we are going to take a break here on Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. Time in Chicago is coming up on 9:50, and we are joined in the segment by David Weber's, the band director at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein, along with Ryan McFadden, a senior at Carmel Catholic High School. And just sit back and listen to a little bit more of Blue Train here on Catholic Schools Today. We'll be back in a minute, and do not touch that dial.
Why do we have four Gospels instead of one? How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really about?
What do the prophets of ancient Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Chicago Catholic Scripture School offers a structured curriculum for serious study of the entire Bible at locations throughout Chicagoland. You'll be taught by qualified instructors who are passionate about the Bible, and you'll join other adults to study these foundational texts of our Catholic faith. Find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School by calling the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the word. It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3 and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, and you are not listening to the Battle of the Big Bands. You are listening to Ornithology under the direction of Mr. David Webers, who is the band director at Carmel Catholic High School in Mundelein, Illinois. And also joining us beside David Webers is another student at Carmel, Austin Bird. Are you on the line with us there, Austin?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, Austin. I know that David Webers is still with us. That ornithology, is that something that was written by you, David?
No, that's the jazz standard that's been around for years. Austin can tell you a little bit about that. He's been working on that for a couple of years with his private teacher. So.
And that was Austin we hear in the background?
Yeah, that was Austin playing on the saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Austin, you are terrific.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, you started the saxophone at what age?
I typically started in fourth grade, but I never really got serious until about freshman, eighth grade year.
So as you entered Carmel High School, did your parents say to you, you will join the band, or is it something you wanted to do?
I entered in Carmel with a definite focus on wanting to do jazz, and mainly that throughout my entire experience here.
And then Mr. Webers has been able to take that gift and take it to another level.
Yeah, he's been great with that.
And the thing is, and in the work that you do, David, as the band director, you have all the young people sitting in front of you. I'm sure you have people, of course, different personalities, different years in school. And how do you try to bring this group together when the first day you may have a few people who may not really want to be there and others who are passionate about it? How do you bring this group together?
Well, I rely on my next year's seniors leadership. We have meetings, like town hall meetings, throughout the end of the spring here, which we're involved in now. And we try to get a focus of what the students want to get out of it. So when we come into the next year, with all the new people coming into us, we have a unified message that we're trying to get across. And we usually do that in marching band, because that's a community effort in music. And that's where we develop a message, so when we get into all these smaller groups throughout the year, all the students understand the message, and then we have a more of a work ethic, a common work ethic that we work with.
Well, David, say something about the, you talk about the bands, you have the orchestra, you have the jazz ensemble. Do you direct all these groups?
I do all of the music classes here except for three. We have handbells, which I don't do, and then we have a string ensemble that you mentioned that I don't do. But everything else, I pretty much do all.
But now this is something since 1997 when you got on board that you created, have others even take the lead on. But so these young people at Carmel High School have all these different options when it comes to band opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Wow. And now for you, Austin, you're part of the jazz ensemble. Are you part of any other group?
Throughout my 4 years here, I've been in pretty much every instrumental group that there's been here to offer. Started with cancer band my freshman year, and jazz band, and I progress into wind ensemble, and now I'm in all four.
David, say something about the percussion group.
Well, we have two types of percussion. We have a skilled percussion ensemble that you would hear like at any university or good high school. That's where you have the traditional, like you had on your previous segment with the Guatemalan marimbas,
mm-hmm.
which I did in college. It's a lot of fun. And then we have a hand drumming group, which when I first came here, I had some students come to me and say, you know what, we don't have a lot of skills, but we'd like to be involved. We have these hand drums that we purchased. Can we start something? So we just started some like African style drumming, and then that group took off. And so I have a group for unskilled people who just have a pair of hands. That's all you need. And then I have a skilled group for students who've been studying privately and stuff for a long time.
So now you've seen many, many students enter in freshman year and upon graduation. I'm sure you have many wonderful stories of a young person who maybe doubted himself or herself and all of a sudden upon graduation goes off to a major university and makes a career out of music.
Right. I've had some students who've had no skills when they've come to me. And they started out in this non-skilled group, and then they end up, over the four-year process, enabled to do stuff and to function and to play at the college level.
And maybe a question for Austin. As a student who is actually in one of the bands or the jazz, do you actually support one another and try to encourage each other from quitting or to take it to another level?
Oh, all the time. The jazz band and jazz combo are like two of the most tightly knit groups that I've ever seen here at Carmel. It's kind of like an extended family, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, there's no problem just going up to someone and just sitting them down and having a talk about something serious or something completely lighthearted.
So it's really a sense of camaraderie, a sense of family, a sense of unity and team. And I'm sure, David, when you're dealing with all these personalities, there can be days in which, some days are better than others, let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, of course, you're dealing with teenagers, and they have a lot to deal with trying to become young adults. Like the jazz groups, we travel around to four jazz festivals throughout the country. And just, you know, the experience of traveling together is an experience. We'll have good and bad days, but we try to use that educationally. I try to make them sit down and talk it out with each other.
We're going to have to, David, bring this to a close. We're running out of time. I want to thank you very much, David Webers from Carmel Catholic High School, the band director. Also join us, Austin Bird, a senior at Carmel Catholic High School up in Mundelein. I want to thank our listeners and special thanks to Andrew Fernandez, our engineer and producer, Susan Bird, assisted by Jim Dish. Great job. God bless. Great day.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.